You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation about this week's online story, part of the Concentrate Media Project, sharing stories about impactful and interesting things happening in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm joined by project manager Sarah Rigg. And hi, Sarah, what story are we talking about this week?
Hi, Lisa. I wanted to find out what was going on with Ypsilanti's First Fridays this year. First Fridays is a self-guided arts and cultural tour of Ypsilanti. They had to go virtual last year, and they're making some changes and adding some collaborations this year. And I brought with me program coordinator Mary Devlin.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
We've heard about Ypsilanti's First Fridays for years, and last year things changed a bit due to the pandemic. So I understand you're starting this year with a new mission statement?
Yes, absolutely. So the board, we sat down and kind of rewrote our mission statement for this year, and I'd love to share that with you.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so it reads, First Fridays Ypsilanti's mission is to cultivate a vibrant community connecting the arts and local businesses. We do this by hosting and promoting monthly art events. We value artists and their essential role in our community to engage, enrich, and unify Ypsilanti.
So, of course, things changed last year at the start of the pandemic. How were the First Friday events held last year at the beginning of the pandemic?
Right. So at the beginning, right at the beginning, actually, we were in the middle of planning a fundraising kickoff that was supposed to be live and have a party. And instead, we pivoted 2 weeks prior to the April 1st Fridays, which is the beginning of our season, and went totally virtual. We held a virtual event in both April and in May, and then Pride did the same in June. In July, because the weather was so nice, we did go outside and we took some live painting competitions outside.
What will First Fridays look like this year then?
This year we're doing a lot of the same, a lot of outdoor programming along with some partnership with some virtual events. So you will see some of our events posted online, but mostly outdoors. So in May here, we're doing this really great event that we're partnering with Washtenaw Community College for. It's called Our Layers of Identity. And it was a community art project that is being displayed in area businesses in their windows. So you can just walk by outside and see them.
Is this a new partnership with WCC?
It is a new partnership. It's the first time we've partnered with them that I'm aware of. And I think that it's wonderful. I hope that we continue to do creative things together in the future.
And how is music a part of Ypsilanti's First Fridays program?
Absolutely. Music is a big part of First Fridays. In fact, it was the way I was first introduced to First Fridays. I remember going to the tap room on a First Friday and seeing some really incredible musicians and their performances. So it is still very much a part of First Fridays. And we will be programming music on Washington Street. And, you know, additionally, in Depotown, the Depotown District programs their own music most weekends, actually. So a lot of music will be happening around Ypsy outdoors this summer.
And I also understand you're partnering with the Ypsilanti Downtown Development Authority?
Yes, they are an important sponsor for us. So because of that, we have some funds that we are able to hire artists to for their performances, whether they're music or during art competitions. And also they're allowing us to partner with them for the use of the Freight House on First Fridays. Not all First Fridays. Sometimes there's other events happening there. But when we have access to it, we're able to have some more community-style programming. And this is new this year, so we're not quite sure how it's going to work out, but we're really excited about the opportunities that it's going to provide.
And Ypsy Pride is part of this as well. How will that look this year?
It will definitely look different than this year than it has in the past. So last year, again, it was virtual. The year before that, it was a huge festival on Washington Street. And this year, due to COVID, they do smaller events throughout the month of June. So definitely check our website, First Fridays Ypsy, for the complete schedule for that and all the details as they come up.
And Sarah, who else did you talk to for this week's story?
So
I talked to Liz Jacobson, who was one of the founders of First Friday, and I also talked to two WCC art faculty members about that Our Layers of Identity project that is a new collaboration this year, and that was really neat. So the idea behind that was that the Kate and Jill sent out these packages of art supplies to people in the area and gave them a little art lesson, art history lesson about a collage artist named Mark Bradford, and then people made collages and sent them back in, and they're being displayed in groups in the windows of businesses around town, so you can have a socially distanced art tour, just walk down the sidewalk, you don't even have to go into the business. You can just look at the art from outside on the sidewalk. And I got to see them installing it at 734 Brewing in Depot Town on the day that I talked to them, too. And it's pretty, it looks like a really neat project.
We're talking about Ypsilanti's First Fridays program. And I'm wondering, is it just for Ypsilanti, Mary? Or who is invited or who would you like to see attend these events?
Anybody is welcome to come to First Fridays events. In fact, we encourage everybody from the community to join us outdoors. Be safe, make sure you're masked up, make sure you practice social distancing until those restrictions are eased. But most of our artists are from the Ypsilanti community or nearby community or have some sort of connection to Ypsilanti, whether they go to school here, whether they work here, all of that. So it really is promoting local artists and local businesses.
And I don't want to assume anything. It's called First Fridays. Is it a once-a-month program, and when does it happen?
Generally, it is on the first Friday of every month, starting from April and going through December.
And how many years have you been doing this now?
So First Fridays began in 2013, and with a really incredible group of people, trying to help make Ypsilanti seem more of an entertainment district. They thought that that would both promote artists and support the area businesses, increasing foot traffic and the economy all at once.
Are you excited that it's returning to the streets in 2021?
Yes, I am excited about that. We look a little bit different than we have in the past, but you know, there's always room to grow and do better, and we're doing everything we can to support the community, especially it's kind of a time of rebuilding for a lot of businesses and pivoting and how everybody does their normal business or what it used to look like. And we just want to be a part of that and be supportive in our community in any way we can.
That's Mary Detling. She is the program coordinator for Ypsilanti's First Fridays program, and also talking to Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground Ipsy. Thanks to both of you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.